Lost and Found by Meet the Girl Who Can, part one of the Immortals Unleashed series, read by CookieMom6067. They can never go back to the British Museum. It starts pretty innocently enough. Niall's never been to London beyond the whole Merrick thing, so they're showing her the sights as they wend their way through Europe on the best and craziest sort of gap year Niall never got to have. Both the general tourist stuff and the patchwork of buildings from their own lives that have survived. So when they end up on the doorstep of the British Museum, Niall's a little surprised. But it turns out it's an old game of theirs, which Niall christens Historical Inaccuracies, where they wander through the museum's halls of collections and count how many things the little white introductory placards beside the antiquities get wrong. They're in the ancient Greece hall, where it all goes, ever so slightly, to shit. Nikki's reminiscing about sitting for Michelangelo. He was very hands-on, Nikki tells a rapt Niall, only for Joe to grumble, a little too hands-on, I ended up breaking the little fucker's nose. Nikki only laughs softly, and presses a kiss to the back of Joe's hand where they're entwined. And well, the only thing Niall knows is that she fucking blinks. And suddenly Andy's arm isn't linked through hers anymore. And when she turns around to look, Andy is bodily pressed to one of the display cases of ornate weaponry, staring intently at something. Except rather than wry humorous derision, she looks like a kid in a candy store. Boss? Joe asks from where the other three have stopped, watching her. Niall turns to the other two questioningly, but they just shrug, as perplexed as she is. This is mine! Andy turns and she's grinning at them, beautiful face fucking aglow, finger jabbing at the glass over where a double-headed axe, a Labrys, Niall remembers Andy telling her, rests in the case. They crowd around her to look. It's in good condition, metal clean and shining, the wooden handle lovingly inlaid with diamond-cut marquetry. Andy presses her palm flat to the glass, just looking. I thought I lost this in Thebes, she murmurs, eyes far away. Niall still boggles at the way Andy casually references being older than the founding of modern civilization like it's nothing. She still doesn't know how old Andy actually is. And sure, her mom had always told her it was rude to ask a lady her age, but... A... Andy is not a lady, and she means that in the best way possible. B. She really, really wants to know, and it's the only thing no one will tell her, and they've made a game out of making her guess because her family are all secretly assholes. Right then. Andy slides gracefully in front of the lock and slips a hairpin from her head. Niall didn't even know Andy had hairpins. Niall jumps, a hand immediately clamping down on Andy's wrist. You're not serious. And yes, Andy is big and scary and soft and kind all at once, but she's also mortal now, and they are not fighting their way out of the British fucking museum when Niall still hasn't seen Hampton Court or the Tower or ridden the London Eye yet. Look, under cultural nationalism, ethnic groups are entitled to the repatriation of their historic artifacts, so I am repatriating this. Plus, I know exactly who it belongs to, considering it's fucking mine, and I am simply reclaiming lost property some greedy fucking pig farmer had the gall to pick up after I saved his ass. Andy rattles off, not unkindly. Niall just stares, slightly stalled by the bout of legal jargon. Andy studied international law, Nikki tells her helpfully from where he's standing between them, his broad back shielding them from view, struggling to curb his smile. It helps with our humanitarian aid jobs. Niall nods, remembering Copley's board, the pictures of them working with various relief missions throughout time. Nikki had purloined some of the pictures, and she knew for a fact he had one of Joe holding hands with some kids from World War II in his wallet. Yes, but even if you get it out without setting alarms off, it is broad daylight, Andy, Niall reminds her, not letting go of Andy's wrist. We cannot walk around central London with that unsheathed, and I doubt the museum shop will give you a gift bag. And with that, Niall starts back the way they'd come, one arm around Andy's waist because she's not above physically dragging Andy out of here when she's got that look in her eye. She's really not. But it's mine, Andy protests, digging her heels in. Nikki, because her brothers are adorable and loving, but are also secretly little shits when it suits them, just smiles softly at the difference in Niall and Andy's distress. I've been looking for that for 500 years. Andy glances at Nikki appealingly. Blissfully, because Nikki is also too nice, really, puts an arm around Andy's waist on top of Niall's own, and together the two of them steer Andy away. Don't worry, boss, he croons. We can come back for it later. We'll plan the whole thing. You'll have it back this time tomorrow, he promises, as they wade through the great court, down the stairs until they're out in the open air. Andy seems a tad mollified by Nikki's sweet reassurances, so that's something at least. But still, depends on the century my foot. Wait a minute, Niall mutters once they're outside, stopping in her tracks as she realizes there's a cohort missing. Where's... Ah! Joe comes charging out of the revolving door, his baseball cap flying off his curls and left a bandit on the ground as he sprints across the courtyard, about 6 security guards hot on his heels. I've got it! Andy, I've got it! Everybody run! He bellows over the alarm bells, screaming out. He's wielding the Labrys, held aloft, the handsome face triumphant, and suddenly Niall feels like she's been in ancient Greece after all. Oh, Jesus fuck, Niall curses, mostly because Booker isn't here to do it. Joe races up, grabs hold of Nikki, who is watching him with an expression on his face that can only be described as sheer adoration. On the way past, who already has hold of Andy, who in turn then twists Niall's hand to lace their fingers together so they're all interlinked. Safety chain, Andy crows, gleeful and beautiful and impossibly young, eyes shining in the mid-afternoon sun as they take off through the gates, across the busy road, narrowly avoiding hitting a black cab, past a gift shop and racing along a tree-lined avenue. They twist and turn down so many side streets, Niall feels dizzy and is completely lost in loving every minute of it. She still makes Joe call Copley to scrub the footage, though. The end.